News, I'm Ben Thomas. A warning from the Kremlin that Washington's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles will stoke the war that's now at the 1,000-day mark. Deputy White House National Security Advisor John Finer.
The fire was lit by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So I think this notion of fuel on the fire is frankly a side issue to the main issue, which is Russia waging a war of aggression.
Russian missiles struck the Ukrainian cities of Sumy and Odessa today, killing at least 21. Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy. Jackie Quinn has details.
The budget air carrier lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020, and it still hasn't reached profitability again, and its debt payments are more than $1 billion over the next year. But Spirit officials say customers can continue to book and fly without interruption. Existing tickets, credits, and loyalty points are still valid, as well as affiliated credit cards and other membership perks. In August, the CEO said they were working to deploy a new reimagined product. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New developments in Sean Diddy Combs' case. Margie Zaraletta has those.
The attorneys for Sean Diddy Combs are asking for an immediate hearing to address what they call outrageous government conduct. They say that information gathered in a raid on Combs' jail cell in New York was cited in papers that prosecutors filed on Friday opposing a proposed $50 million bail package. Prosecutors had accused Combs of trying to contact witnesses and orchestrating social media campaigns to taint the jury pool. Combs' attorneys say the information cited included confidential notes to his lawyers. A spokesperson for prosecutors declined comment. Combs has pleaded not guilty to charges that he coerced and abused women and minors for years. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And in baseball, Pirates ace Paul Skeens and Yankee starter Luis Gil have won the Rookie of the Year awards. This is AP News. Monday Night Football has the Cowboys hosting the Texans, and would it surprise you that the victors scored no touchdowns in yesterday's marquee AFC North matchup?
Chris Boswell kicked 6 field goals and the defense stopped a 2-point conversion attempt with just over a minute to play as the Steelers held off the Ravens 18-16 to take over first place in the AFC North. The Steelers' defense held Lamar Jackson and the Ravens' top-rated offense to season lows in points and yards. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says he's happy to have Boswell.
He probably got player of the week again this week. He's deserving of it. But it reminds us of our warts. It reminds us of the work that we need to do. But man, no doubt, I'm thankful that he's on our team.
Derrick Henry scored a rushing touchdown for the Ravens, while Jackson hit Zay Flowers with a touchdown pass just before the 2-point conversion failed. I'm Craig Heist.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.